Shabbos Taf Chaf Beis. We started the discussion this morning on the bottom of Chaf Aleph Lamed Beis with the citation of the only Mishnah in Shas that I'm aware of that actually mentions Ner Chanukah, Mishnah Maseches Baba Kama, that talks about a guy who's bringing his camel down the street, and if the camel's bundle of pishtan gets lit by fire from one of the stores on the side of the street, so the Bal HaGamel is going to have to pay for whatever damage the fire does. However, if the fire is on the outside of the store, so then it's not the Bal HaGamel's fault, someone left the fire outside the store. But the Mishnah says if it's Ner Chanukah on the outside, then the store owner is going to be potter. So we thought to bring a raya from there about the placement of Ner Chanukah, which is the first topic of today's daf, is where exactly Ner Chanukah is supposed to be placed. We thought that maybe that would be a raya that you have to put it dafka within 10 tefachim of the ground, because if it could be put higher, then the Bal HaGamel should be able to tell the Bal HaChanus that you should have put your Ner Chanukah higher. What was your Ner Chanukah doing so low that the Gamel was able to light it on fire? The Gemara said, no, it's not really a raya, because it could be that really you're supposed to, you can put the Ner Chanukah much higher, but we don't want to be matriach people to put it so much higher, because we're afraid they're not going to do a mitzvah. On the other extreme, in terms of how high the Ner Chanukah could possibly be, the Gemara tells us Ner Chanukah that's Lamala Me'asr Ma'amah is absolutely possible. So even though the Chachil, it should even be lower than 10 Tefachim, but Lamala Me'asr Ma'amah is absolutely possible, because we learn that just like Sukkah and Mavoy, the Korah on top of a Mavoy, can't be Lamala Me'chaf Ma'amah, because Lo Shalta Be'ena, person's eyes won't catch something so high. The same is true with Ner Chanukah, there's going to be missing the Pursum Enisa, because a person won't be able to see it. The Gemara then moves on to a discussion of Bizoy Mitzvah, because it tells us that Ner Chanukah, that you're not Asul HaHartzos Mos Kenegin Ner Chanukah, that you're not allowed to count money using the light of the Ner Chanukah. So this is part of the broader category of Bizoy Mitzvah. And there are three things that we learn that you're not allowed to do due to Bizoy Mitzvah. Not only counting money by Ner Chanukah, but covering dam from an achay or oaf with your foot, doing the Kisoy Adam with your leg instead of the Kisoy Adam like a mensch with your hand. That's also a violation of Bizoy Mitzvah. And also the Gemara says to be Nene from Noi Sukkah until, while it's still Sukkah, from the decorations of the Sukkah, may also be a violation of Bizoy Mitzvah. But if a person makes a Tanai at Bein HaShemashos of the first day of Sukkah that he doesn't want to be Miyachid these decorations Dafka L'Shei Mitzvah, then he's allowed to get Hana from the Noi, from the decorations throughout the entire Yom Tov. The Gemara tells us that there were several statements of several machlokes in between Rav and Shmuel, where although normally we would paskin like Rav, Abaye said, I would normally always hold like Rav, except there are three things that I paskin like Shmuel on. One of them relates to Ner Chanukah, which is that you're allowed to be madlik mi ner l'neri. Paskins like Shmuel that you can use one candle to light another. The second issue was to be matel tzitzis mi beged l'beged, to take tzitzis from one beged and move them to another beged, where Shmuel permits it. And the third one is that halacha krebi shimon, that we paskin davar sheinu miskavin is mutter in general in Hilcho Shabbos. But the primary discussion of our Gemara is obviously about the Ner Chanukah issue. Can you be madlik mi ner l'neri? So Rav holds its aser, Shmuel holds it's mutter. There are two ways to understand the machlokas. One way to understand it is they're arguing if it's mutter to light a match from one ner and then transfer that match transfer the fire over to another ner. Rav would say that's a violation of Bizoy Mitzvah. Shmuel would have no problem with it, but to light directly from one ner to the other, nobody would have a problem. Even Rav would say is mutter. But the other way of understanding the machlokas is that the machlokas is whether you're allowed to light directly from one ner to another ner. Rav would say it's aser because it looks like you're weakening the ner, it looks like you're taking away from the mitzvah, and Shmuel would say it's mutter, but to use a match as an intermediary to bring from one to the other, then it would be aser even according to Shmuel, according to this second version of the conversation. The Gemara then mentions at the very bottom, we try to compare this to a case of weighing Meiser Sheni money across a scale from chulin money. So the Gemara tells us that it's also to do that because of Bizoy Mitzvah, and even if you just want to check out to see if the money is shalem in order to be mechalal other meiser sheni on the money, so it's l'tzorach mitzvah, it's also going to be aser. Why would that be also the tzorach mitzvah? So according to Rav, it's exactly like being madlik miner l'ner, using a match as the in between, which Rav holds as aser. The other possible reason why it's aser is that when you're madlik miner l'ner, you're for sure going to be able to move the fire over to the other ner. Over here, you don't know that you're ever going to be able to mechal the ma'aser sheni. You may find something wrong with the money, and you're not going to be able to mechal the ma'aser sheni. The Gemara then discusses that the menorah in the mikdash, the exact placement of it, the specialness of the Ner Ma'aravi. The Gemara tells us, what do we have to light the menorah after all? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us light in the Midbar for 40 years. So no, it's an Eidus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there, that the Shechina Shora be Yisrael. The Ner Ma'aravi is actually not the westernmost candle. It's Machlokas what the Ner Ma'aravi was. It could be the Ner Emtsai is one possibility. The middle candle is called Ma'aravi because it faced a little bit toward the west, and assuming the menorah went north-south. The other possibility is that the menorah went east-west across the length of the Heichal, and the Ner Ma'aravi is the second easternmost candle. It's just not the Ner Mizrahi. That's what makes it the Ner Ma'aravi. It's the second one off of the east. And then the Gemara concludes with a discussion of whether Hadlaka osa mitzvah or Hanacha osa mitzvah. What's the primary mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Is it the actual act of lighting, or is it just the placement of the candle in a particular spot? Nafkamina would be Kenecher Shot V'Katan, light in Ner Chanukah, and you be Yotze through that lighting. The Gemara brought two rayas so far. We're going to have a third raya, Bez Hashem, at the beginning of tomorrow's daf.